Iran's top diplomat has slammed Washington for accusing Tehran of violating an international treaty which bars the use of chemical weapons. And Mohammad Javad Zarif says the U.S. accuses Iran while it itself has made a policy of violating international norms and conventions. He says Washington backed Iraq's use of chemical weapons against Iran and then invaded the Arab country in a purported bid to eliminate the weapons. Top Iranian diplomat also says Washington's allegations against Tehran are not only obscene but also dangerous. Zarif's statements come in reaction to comments made by the U.S. permanent representative to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons.
The United States has had long-standing concerns that Iran maintains a chemical weapons program that it failed to declare to the OPCW. The United States is also concerned that Iran is pursuing central nervous system acting chemicals for offensive purposes. These efforts are especially concerning.
Ward was speaking during a session at the OPCW headquarters at The Hague. He also accused Russia of maintaining a chemical weapons program, and many Iranians are still suffering from effects of chemical weapons used by former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Weapons were supplied to Saddam by the U.S. and Europe during his 8-year war on Iran in the 1980s. Political activist Jacob Music believes that Washington's new chemical weapons claims against Iran are an attempt to deflect attentions from the scandal over the U.S. handling of the Khashoggi murder case.
Consecutive American governments have been against the Iranian Revolution and the Islamic Republic. That's been a consistent since 1979. The veracity has been turned up in both the George W. Bush administrations and in this administration because of the presence of people like John Bolton. Because the United States has just come out and said basically that it doesn't care that the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has killed an American resident who worked for a paper, much of the world is seeing and thinking that the United States has no mantle of liberty, nowhere to speak when it comes to human rights. So that, combined with its longstanding just one kind of accusation of Iran after another, I remember in 2014, they were saying Iran was supporting Al-Qaeda. They were saying a long time that Iran had nuclear weapons to destroy various parts of the world. These two things are coming together to create a desperation within the American government to the point where, when the president and his representatives are asked questions about the KSA and Jamal Khashoggi, they immediately deflect and talk about Iran. It's as if that Iran is their get out card for the problems that they're facing. When it comes to chemical weapons, it's not here nor there, because if it wasn't that, it would be something else. It's not the weapons they have a problem with, it's the country.